Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me.
Here in Rome, the Primate of All Ireland and Archbishop of Armagh, Sean Brady, who was created Cardinal on November 24, 2007 by Pope Benedict XVI, is taking possession of his titular church. It's San Quirico and Giulitta, a church dedicated to two martyrs, mother and son, Giulietta, the mother referred to here with her Greek name, Giulitta, and Quiricus, her son. There are many legends connected to their martyrdom, which allegedly took place in AD 302 in Tarsus. Just to mention a couple. One, reproduced in the Golden Legend, is connected to Charlemagne, who one night dreamt he was saved from death by a wild boar during a hunt by the appearance of a child. A dream interpreted by the Bishop of Nevers of the time as meaning that the emperor should repair the roof of his cathedral, which was dedicated to St. Quiricus, as Quiricus is also known. Of course, there are many more legends here in Italy as well, given the cult to Saints Quirico and Giulitta is common. Just think, there are over 200 churches dedicated to one or both the saints in the nation, the most famous of which is perhaps to be found in the village of San Quirico d'Orcia in Tuscany. But getting back to Cardinal Brady's titular church, dedicated then to Saints Quirico and Giulitta, I went there earlier in the week with Professor of Fine Arts, Breda Ennis. So why don't you join us there as we take a quick look at some of the artwork? San Quirico and Giulitta, attached to a very famous hotel in the area of the Roman Forum.
It's almost tucked behind the Forum Hotel, so if people want to know where it is, it's just literally behind the hotel.
So just attached to the Forum, it's actually probably one of the few churches that wasn't destroyed, excavations in the Forum.
Yes, well, this is probably the last remaining church, and at least the remains underneath of the earlier church. This was the Byzantine area of Rome, so it's probably the last church of this type in the area and the only church that remained reasonably intact.
We're looking at the main altar, but above the main altar, I should say, at a fresco depicting the mystical lamb,
yes.
Breda. This dates back to when?
Yeah, the 1600s, and done by Piero Gagliardi.
It's a different colour combination to the picture above the main altar, which is all browns and greens and blues, pale blues. You don't think so?
No, well, if you look, you're right about the browns, etc., but if you look upwards to the top of the church, and actually it's a very small one-room church, this. This is one of the things I like about it. It looks almost like a little convent church, which in actual fact it was, because the hotel next door to it used to be the convent connected to this. And you can see near the altar little windows there that the people in the convent would have looked through to follow the Mass, etc. And there are two little balconies which are exquisite, very unusual balconies with beautiful marble here each side, which remind me a little bit of the Sistine Chapel. And there is a Sistine Chapel, let's say, a Sixtus IV connection with this church, because Sixtus IV did pay for some of the work done here. The church used to be the other way round, meaning where we're looking at now used to be the entrance, and where we have the entrance used to be the actual apse of the church. And it's also 4 metres higher than it was before, because the earlier church was much lower and was constantly flooded. So you have this strange kind of little church upon a church. So I always get the feeling in here that I'm on a ship, because you always get the feeling that the church itself is just going to float off. It's a great sense of harmony. The architecture is exquisite. Pontili, who was connected with the Sistine Chapel, was supposed to have done an earlier doorway, which is no longer here, unfortunately. People sometimes take away doors for reasons which we now would not understand. But anyway, getting back to the mystical lamb, you have this lovely light-coloured greys and very pale browns and sort of greyish, silvery greys on the ceiling. And the main fresco above us, obviously, is the apotheosis of Quiricus and Giulitta. But what catches my eye and what caught my eye the first time I was here was this beautiful little oval fresco by Gagliardi of the mystical lamb. And what strikes me about it is it's the unusual way he's doing it. He's doing it, apart from the fact the style is like a trompe l'oeil, but you get the feeling here that instead of just presenting like in a very formal, static way that I've seen it normally painted, here you have the mystical lamb almost carried on a kind of a platform by angels, but in such a sense that it looks like it's, I can't say it looks like a flying saucer, but there is an element of this extraordinary. He manages to give you a sense that it's moving right across. It's all in a big mass of gold and white and yellow. And then you can see below the sky and clouds, but you can feel that the mystical lamb is moving in another sphere. And yet you have the blue below, that little strip of sky, and the clouds below. It's almost like you're in an airplane looking down on the earth when you're flying above cloud. But again, all the angels are scattered all over the place. They're in full movement. The wings are going one way, the clothes are going another way, the legs are going another way. So it's a great sort of orchestra of movement. But you can see almost that the movement of the angels carrying this mystical lamb and all it signifies, it's, you get a great sense of joy. I mean, I've always loved this image of Christ as the mystical lamb. I think it's one of the most beautiful images. It's one of the most moving images, because immediately you also think, you know what happens to a lot of these of lambs in reality. But when Christ is depicted in this particular way, there's a certain pathos and sort of, let's say, a kind of pain that people have when they perceive this image. But here you just feel that this transcends all the tragedy. Well, the theological meaning is coming through beautifully here. Salvation through this mystical lamb, but the joy attached to the mystical lamb, the joy attached to the sacrifice, is beautifully shown by this massive movement of the wind and the air. And they're just taking away this lamb and bringing it down and bringing it up and making it a part of everybody's psyche.
My thanks there go to Professor of Fine Arts, Breda Ennis, for sharing with us her knowledge of the titular church of Cardinal Sean Brady, a church tucked away behind Trajan's Forum here in Rome. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.